all reeling in from this. What's up, Nicole?
He hung up. He is not...
Oh, that's not him on line one?
He didn't stay?
No. After we stopped talking, I got him back on the phone and just told him it would be a few minutes. And he abruptly said he's not interested anymore. He was going to call his sister in California, see if she would play the Lauren role. And he had no interest in talking to us anymore.
Quite honestly, he probably should have done that in the first place.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I hope that there's not, and of course there might be, but like a sour taste in his mouth. But I just, it's just what would make my family comfortable.
Yeah, Lauren, you know what I mean? To do it that way. You had reasonable requests.
Did he give you a reason why he passed on her?
He didn't. You know, I was just like, hey, you know, keep hanging on. We're going to come back to you in just a minute. And I mean, he got snippy with me too and just said, nope, not interested anymore. And I said, okay, dude.
Yeah, behind the scenes, for those of you that don't know, Nicole produces the show, so she talks to him a lot. She's talked to him more than anybody, and she does not like him from Go.
No, I mean, it's 2017. Like, you can't just have a random person, like, go on a trip with a random person. Like, Lauren has a family. Her family comes first.
Right.
And just like he's putting his family first and doing this, so you have to, he has to respect you putting your family first. So to me, I was like, see you later, dude.
What did you want to know? What would you have asked him if we brought him back?
I don't know. Like, what was the deal breaker?
Yeah, I'm confused too.
He wasn't clear on what the deal. You said you gave him a list of demands. Right. And he said, I'm going to have to pass. Well, what demand was it that stuck the most that he didn't like?
Was it therapy? Was it that I didn't want to stay in the room with them?
He was always weird about Dallas, which A, is disrespectful to you and your family. And B, he was always weird about you going separate or like staying separate. That's what he was the most weird about in over the past few days talking to him. So I was like, see you later, dude.
I love how protective you are.
That's a good producer, y'all.
And if you're listening, I know right now you're probably upset with me, but if you change your mind, I am happy to go shopping with your daughter here in Charlotte too.
Julia sent a tweet at the MRL show and she said, oh my God, his passing just proves this is about a wife/mom substitute, not just about his daughter, as he said.
And that's how I felt originally, so maybe my spidey senses were right.
How do you feel now? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just went through a gamut of emotions. I don't even know how to feel at this point. I was going, and then I wasn't going, and I don't know.
And all it was a dumb Facebook message or a Twitter message that I should have never read on the air. Sorry. And I didn't mean to put a weight on your shoulders, girl.
Yeah, thanks
but
for putting me on the spot and then just to get here.
Oh, so now you're mad at me.
No, I'm not mad at you.
Lauren's busy now. She was pre-shopping ahead of time over there.
No.
By the way, there was more demands. Lauren had to have a window seat on the plane. Actually, no, you did. You did say off the air that you guys couldn't go on the flights that he offered, right?
Yeah, we just couldn't make the flights that he offered work, but we would have gone on a different flight. That's all.
Yeah, but that didn't even get put up. That didn't even get brought up.
Lauren was like, commercial? What? Commercial?
I fly out of Concorde.
Listen, we got to give away these Backstreet Boys tickets. Christmas tickets to see the Backstreet Boys, Olivia Holt, Max, Why Don't We? On top of that, get people in the running for meet and greet passes. Hello, who is this?
This is Alejandra.
Alejandra.
Beautiful name. Beautiful name. You are caller number 9.
Woo, thank you.
You're going to be going to Christmas Concert 2017 this Tuesday, Bojangles Coliseum. You'll be out there meeting Backstreet Boys. You'll be out there seeing, Backstreet Boys, Why Don't We, Max, Olivia Holt, and you're in the running for the meet and greet passes, and we'll draw those tomorrow morning, okay?
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. We'll see you out there Tuesday night, December 5th, for Christmas Concert 2017. Good tickets are still available. Your next shot to win, Mia, you don't have to worry, but tell your friends, comes at noon and 1 with Cameron, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Yep, all right, there's
problem.
Alejandra.
One last thing, just so we could just button this up. Lorraine, I'm happy it's not happening.
Oh, my God, I am too.
But just so you know.
I will say it's kind of a weight off my shoulders, but I mean, I feel bad now. Now I feel terrible.
I don't feel bad. This isn't just about you. It's about Dallas and about, you know, 200,000 listeners who are all part of this, who all agreed that you did the best you could.
We have 200,000 listeners?
With podcasts.
With podcasts.
Okay. It's just going to take me a minute to kind of process this. Yeah.
Well, listen, you can weigh in.
So no dirty then or what?
No, I can do a dirty. Okay. I'll pull together for dirty.
We'll get to the dirty. What do you have coming up?
There's a ton of new music out, and I think you guys will want to hear it. So I've definitely got that for you. And we'll talk about the newest information out about Matt Lauer.
All right. Great. It's coming up in 2 minutes and 49 seconds. Kiss 95.1.